rest upon each other. Whoa. My lady, our arenas and our cornfield, oh, riding in the daybreak, living like a lusty flower, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, oh, like a puppy child.
Good afternoon. This is To Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name's Sebastian. I'll be hosting this show, as always. That was Inference 1 by Fog Lake. I was queuing the song in the Spinatron for like the WMFO website, and I always thought the song was called Interference. I read it wrong, but it's actually Inference by Fog Lake. I don't really know this band that well, but I've been listening to this song on repeat this week. It's just a kind of catchy, short, enjoyable song. So, I don't know. I didn't really have much of a plan for today other than just playing an assortment of songs that I've been listening to recently. Nothing in particular, just like stuff from this week. So that's what we're going to be doing for the rest of today. So up next, I have got a song by this band called Pinback. It's, I have two songs by Pinback from the album Pinback, self-titled. Pinback by Pinback. And I don't know, I just listened to this album this week. My friend recommended it to me and I enjoyed it. So I'm going to play two songs. The first one is called Hurley. Here we go. Thank you. All right, that was, or still is, Crutch by Pinback. Another song of the same album. That song, actually, I heard it before. I listened to the album this week. It was in some, like, skate video that I watched, like, a while ago from Limousine Skateboards, a famous skateboarding board company. They put out good videos. Anyways, that was Crutch. I really like those last two songs. The past three songs I played on this show have been, like, on heavy rotation this week. I usually more of, like, I listen to a lot of new music all the time, but recently I've been more on the wave of just, like, listening to one song over and over until I can't listen to it anymore, and I have to find a new song to put on rotation. Which I've been enjoying. It makes me more inclined to listen to more music. When you just, like, listen to one thing, you just, like, get hooked on something and just, like, listen to it over and over. Anyways, the next song I have is by a band called Everyone Asked About You, and it's called Sometimes Memory Fails Me Sometimes. we'll just go in with no explanation. This is Sometimes Memory Fails Me Sometimes by Everyone Asked About You.
Thank you.
That was a fond farewell by Elliott Smith. Yeah, I can't remember why I decided to play that song. I just like to find an excuse to play Elliott Smith every time I'm on the radio. So yeah, I really like that song. It is a song that was from his posthumous album, From a Basement on the Hill. I think it was his last album, other than what's it called? New Moon Rising, or I can't remember. Yeah, New Moon. Okay, New Moon was his last album, but it's kind of archival. But From a Basement on the Hill was another one of his posthumous albums. I haven't listened to it a whole lot, fully through, but that song is really good. It's interpolated on Siegfried by Frank Ocean, which is how I discovered the song. It's he uses the lyric. It's this is not a f- wait. This is This is not my life, it's just a fond farewell to a friend. He like uses that lyric on Siegfried off of Blonde, which is like, also a great album. Anyways, what am I going to play? I'm going to play another Elliot Smith song because I just wanted to play more Elliot Smith, and this song is also really good. It's called Junk Bond Trader.
Sell it while you can. me, sir. It's furthest from my mind.
it swung. The privilege had been won. Being drunk on their plan, they lifted up the sun.
A Spoonful Weighs a Ton by The Flaming Lips. That was with the song you just heard off of The Soft Bulletin. Great album. I really enjoy this whole album, but that song is also really good. I kind of have a particular memory of, like, putting on this album. I was, like, taking Uber from the Boston airport to my grandma's house, which is in Andover, like, 30 minutes from the Boston airport. And I was, like, putting on this album. I was, like, half asleep in the car listening to this album. So I like that song. And before that, you heard I'm Waiting for the Man by Velvet Underground, Nico. I re-listened to that whole album this week earlier. I think yesterday or the day before. I mean, it's a great album, as always. It's always, it never gets old. but I like that song a lot. I have, like, a lot of memories of, like, biking to that song for some reason. It's a song about, like, you know, drug deals and stuff, but I don't know, it's, like, it's catchy, and it's a good song for, like, kind of, like, biking around or, like, doing something sort of active. anyways, it's time for PSA, so it's about probiotics and life without microorganisms. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are a beneficial bacteria to help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could potentially make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now, that is a lot of yogurt. This has been a PSA from the Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO in Medford. So, eat yogurt. And probiotics are good. I actually was on probiotics not too long ago because I was taking antibiotics for a nasty cough that I've had for over a month. And they finally gave me antibiotics. And I was also taking probiotics to counteract the horrible effects on my stomach of antibiotics. So probiotics, they're good for your stomach. Take them if you need to. anyways, I'm going to take a little bit of a turn. And I'm going to kind of close it off this last 20 minutes with some more soulful and funky, I guess, funk and soul songs, samples, whatever. Starting off with a song by Dionne Warwick called You're Gonna Need Me. You might recognize it. It's a sample on Donuts by J Dilla. And it's on the song Stop. It is one of my favorite songs from the album. It's just a great sample, and the song that he sampled it, this is the song, and it's a really good song. It's just, like, on its own, it's great. It's got, like, a lot going on. So this is You're Gonna Need Me by Dionne Warwick.
You're gonna want me back in your arms.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness.
Try a Little Tenderness, Otis Redding, classic. It was sampled on Otis by Kanye West and Jay-Z on Watch the Throne. It's kind of a crazy sample, the way he used that Kanye like samples it on that song, but I think it's great. And this song is great on its own. We're running out of time here. We've got about 5 minutes left. So, as always, it's been To Whom It May Concern with Sebastian on WMFO in Medford. And I have one last song, maybe another extra if we have time, but I can promise one song. It's Bound by the Ponderosa Twins plus one, another classic sample song. Sampled by Kanye, sampled by Tyler, the creator. Surely more people have sampled it, but those are the two main examples that come to my mind. It's a great song. My friend actually found the a original 45 copy of it in a record store this summer. It's a super rare grail. It was ridiculously expensive, but I think he bought it. So that was cool. So this is Bound by the Ponderosa Twins plus one.